Kelly, did you think that you were playing in a way that warranted being taken out of the game?
That was Coach Jackson's decision, and that wasn't up to me. And I was doing everything I could and just playing as hard as I could. And Coach Jackson, made the decision for me to come out. And I was still there on the sideline supporting Josh and rooting our team on. But I was just competing like I've done every game as hard as I can. But I got to do more, obviously, and continue to grow and continue to get better.
How would you judge your performance when you were in there?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, I wish I would have committed some more, or converted some more third downs and some different things like that, and got a little more momentum and get some more drives. We had one nice drive there, and obviously wanted to put some more together. But I just, like I said, was just going out there and competing and working as hard as I can.
Kobe, Hugh said that he thought that the Thursday night game was tough for you, almost like the moment was too big. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean, it's a quick turnaround. Obviously, it's my first time playing a Thursday night game, and everything, happens so fast. But at the same time, I got to prepare better, and I got to do a better job of preparing better on these shorter weeks and something to learn from and move forward and continue to grow.
He didn't think that this would do anything to you. He said you're going to start next game. He's not worried about your confidence or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, it like I said, it motivates you to want to be better. It motivates you to want to keep working harder and for that not to happen. But, for me, it was, if I'm in there, I'm going to do everything I can and work as hard as I can. And if I come out, I'm going to be the best teammate I can and support the guys. But, for me, I mean, it just motivates me to continue to work harder and be that much better.
Have you ever been through that where you were pulled out of a game?
Yeah. When I was at USC, my sophomore year, we were rotating quarterbacks. So I'd play the first half, we'd switch. So I did two games like that. So I've done that before.
Never for performance?
No, sir. No, that was no, sir.
How'd that work out in USC?
Yeah, it was tough. Obviously, it was a while back, and it was my sophomore year, I think. So it was a while back. But, we had a quarterback competition that led into the season and kept going. And ultimately, I was fortunate enough to win the job. But, it's just, like I said, it makes you want to compete harder and motivate you to work harder.
Tony, how tough is it to know that everybody's trying to do everything they can to win football, and just hasn't happened for you?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it's very frustrating. This team, like I said, so many weeks is that they work so hard and they compete so hard and put everything they have into it. And we've been very close, but close isn't good enough. You got to be able to finish and you got to be able to win games. And and that's a big part on, me as a quarterback these last few weeks, and I got to do a better job.
We know you're going to do whatever the coach decides to do, obviously. But when you were initially told you were coming out, what was your reaction? Were you surprised?
No, I mean, obviously, being a competitor, I wanted to stand there and continue to compete and give ourselves a chance to win. But, Coach Jackson made his decision, and I came out, and Josh came over to me and, said some words of encouragement, like, hey, keep your head up. And I was right there behind him and helping him out and telling him everything that I'd seen so far being in the game and tried to help him. And I just, as a team player and as a competitor, I just wanted to win the game. So whatever was the best chance for our team to win, I was going to be all in for it.
What were some of the specifics he told you? Those are the things that
we're
missing.
Tonight on the game?
Yeah.
Just making better reads, getting the ball to the right guy, being better and being more efficient. But, like I said, it's Coach Jackson's decision. And like I said, it just motivates me more to do a better job, to be better.
What can you do on this game? You've been 2 of 15 on third down in your last two games. What can you do better, or what are you going to do better?
Yeah, obviously convert them. That's the biggest thing is be more efficient on third down and do a better job, like I've said, on first and second down, and then help ourselves out. And, we've had some big plays, and some of them, haven't come on third down, and we moved the ball well. But, that's situational football, third down, red zone, short yardage, all these different things is something that's very important, in this league. And that's something that I got to put that much more focus into and that much more, attention to be better.
During the week, Coach Jackson talked about wanting to see you push the ball downfield mm-hmm. more. Did you find yourself thinking of that during the game? Are you mindful of that?
Yeah, the one to Seth. Obviously, we had a chance to take a shot man-to-man, and we got the look that we wanted. Some of the other ones that we got to were, the plays that were called, I was just trying to, to be as efficient as I could and complete those plays. But Yeah, I mean, if the shot was there, take it. And we were fortunate enough there with Seth to get man-to-man, and I got to throw the ball downfield and get behind. He got behind the guy, his defender, and made a great play on the ball.
Thank you.